JBM JBM podcast brought to you live, unfiltered, unedited, motivation slash fun slash joke slash everyday life slash things that you might be able to use to accomplish goals. Today I just want to talk about appreciating life and the things that we kind of miss out on when we don't appreciate life. And some of us, yo, we're so involved in setting our goals and meeting them and accomplishing things, or we are depressed about the negative aspects in our life that we forget that life is life and you got to give thanks and appreciate that, right? What is life without appreciation of it? You're working so hard for other things, material things, pleasing someone else, or, you know, and, you know, you sometimes it's so distracting that you forget to take a break and appreciate life, right? So today I want to talk about four potential powerful ways that you could realize how to appreciate life. These tips will supercharge your appreciation for life. The first thing I want to say is, remember that you won't be alive forever. That's the first thing. A lot of folks, they act like they're Superman, like they're going to live until they're 150. You know, honestly, man, you don't know what tomorrow brings. You really don't. I literally just have a friend from Jamaica, older gentleman. I got a call yesterday saying that gentleman, he has his own business. He's a very successful man. I've known him ever since I was a child. He got 5 shots to the chest, right? The kicker is his car was on when they found him, right? His breakfast was uneaten, left on his passenger seat. His door was left open. All he was going to do was drive to his business and open the store up. Before he could have, by the time he got out the vehicle and went to open his store, he was ambushed by I don't know who or how many, but he was shot 5 times directly in his chest, right? And they didn't rob him. They didn't do anything. They didn't break into the store. All they did was kill him and took his weapon. You know? So just remember, yo, you don't know what tomorrow brings. I have a prime example of myself. A couple months ago, January 26, 2019, I literally just left work, you know, to show some appreciation to a friend of mine that was having a party for his daughter, which is about, I think she's 2. At this time, right? And I literally just left work early, went to Target to surprise this gentleman, right? Within a few minutes, right, I got into a severe accident where I was unconscious for 7 hours and admitted to the trauma ICU, right? I had no idea that was gonna happen, right? I had my whole entire life planned ahead of me, and I didn't take time to appreciate life as much as I do now. Sometimes you forget to, and it takes a drastic situation such as a life-changing situation or you know, it could be a death in the family, could be something that happened to you, you know, and you, that's when you start to realize how you need to start taking some time to really appreciate life and stop beating yourself up, right? First and foremost, remember that your time here is limited, you know. It's up to you to decide how you'll use it. Always appreciate life to the fullest. You're not here forever. Tomorrow's never promised. The next tip is write down what you're thankful for. If you want to take it to the next level, yo, really and truly, if you're in a depressed state, if life doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, if everything negative just happened to happen to you all the time, over and over, you feel like life is just effed up, just really think about it, you know, and think about everything that you've been through, and think about the things that you have, and think about other things that people don't have, you know, like you could walk around. A lot of people can't even walk, You know, so start writing down the things that you're thankful for, you know. Keep a small journal to record things that, you know, may come to mind. Don't feel like you could only write major things like moving into a new house or having a baby, you know. It'll be much easier and much beneficial if you set like a bar, you know, really low and write down small things like finding a penny on the street or, you know, being able to shop on your own or making it through an intersection without getting slammed and you know, all that stuff. You know, you still have your dad, or if you don't, or, you know, like little things like that, you know, just notice it, you know, just appreciate many things, you know, and there's a lot of things that we could appreciate. So start to appreciate and writing down things that, you know, you are appreciative of, and keep talking to yourself about those things, because it's a blessing that we still have certain things in our lives. So it could change in a matter of second, right? Look at, for example, the Twin Towers in New York. Everybody went to work. Some people were running late for work. Some people got into trouble that day, maybe because they were late and they got written up. Some people was having a good day. They went into work. They're killing it. Some people was making a mad amount of salary and living the life. Some people had plans later that night. Some people had a date. Some people had a new girl that they met. Some people had family function. And guess what? All of a sudden, a plane just crashed into that shit. And now everybody dead, right? So think about that, you know. The third thing I want to say is, think about what it was like long ago, before you are who you are now, right? You know, we were born, you know, we didn't have as much technology as we do right now. You know, someone had to take care of us. Somebody had to wipe her butt. Somebody had to put Pampers on us. Someone really take the time to make sure that we are who we are right now, regardless if we were in a good state or bad state, you know. You know, be thankful that we're not these folks that are in Africa, where the kids are running bare feet without any fucking, you know, underwear or diapers, and, you know, they can't get food stamps, they can't do this, they can't do that. And they grow up like that, right? If they don't die, they grew up like that. They grew up in that tough-ass environment. You know, we're over here and we're complaining and bitching about the drive-thru and how long they're taking to serve fast food. But when you really look at it and you actually do some exploring and some research, you realize that there's people out there that don't even have water. You know what I mean? When I used to grow up in Jamaica, yo, I had water, you know, but we had difficulties with hot water. You know, we used to have a tank on our house, and we're fortunate, and we are well off, right? But this was back in the days, you know, before I was, like, probably when I just got into high school in Jamaica. You know, we used to have a tank, literally, a fucking plastic tank on top of our house, right? And we used to have a system where it would heat up water on the roof. If it's cold outside, we're fucked, right? And we have a heater that runs from that tank of water that we have to turn on before our shower. So if we know we're going to go to school in the morning at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning when it's cold outside, we have to literally set our alarm an hour before to turn the heater on so it could suck that water that was been sitting in that tank on top of the water, right? And heat it. And we have a limited amount to take a shower because we want a hot shower, right? That's rough. And I know a lot of people that's listening right now is probably thinking, oh shit, damn, that's crazy. But check this out. We were fortunate. I look through the window and guess what I see? I see people coming from up the street, young ass kids carrying gallons of water, yo, on their head, you know, on their shoulders, two jugs in the hand, early in the fucking morning because of cold ass water, because the only thing they had to get water was a pipe, a public pipe that was sitting on the side of the street. So if you need water, you're gonna have to store it, and you have to get gallon jugs, you have to go down there and you have to fill it up and take it back to your house just to take a cold ass shower, right? So you know what I mean, So think about where you're coming from and what you've been through. You know, if you haven't, you know, a lot of us haven't even been through shit like that, right? So, you know, you can't really look at it how I'm looking at it, or how other people are looking at it, or people worse off than I am that's looking at it. But I'm sure we all came from somewhere, you know, and things are getting better, and we still have a life, and we still can make decisions. So just think about that. The fourth thing I want to say is that think about how much worse it could be right this second. You know, whenever you look at your life compared to whoever you think has a perfect life, there probably isn't really much of a difference. You know, someone could be a millionaire, but then also have stress that comes with it. Look at these celebrities. Look at Kardashian. Look at Kanye West. Look at some celebrities that, you know, commit suicide. You know, so grass is not always green on the other side. You know, someone could be famous, you know, but then there never any privacy. You know, they have to walk around with a fucking 6,000 bodyguards. If they go in public, they get camera flashes up the asshole. And they could never feel like they're a human being anymore, right? Some people do a lot just to have the amount of privacy that we have. And that's small, you know? So just really think about that, you know? Finally, I just want to say, you know, if you're struggling and, you know, you need some motivation, if you're struggling from depression, if you're struggling from financial burden, if you're struggling from the toll of life, you know, just really, it's really, really good to just take some time, yo, and reflect on things. I personally, what I do sometimes when I'm really, really down is just look at small things, you know, like I have a vehicle. You know, I could drive from point A to point B. I could fill my own gas. You know, I have a job. You know, I'm not saying everybody has a job, but like, look at the small things. Even the guys who are begging on the side of the street with a criminal record that is holding up signs in the intersection saying hungry, give a dollar and stuff like that. Even them, this podcast could be useful for them if they had a podcast phone or whatever it is that you're using. But even them, yo, there's worse people than them. Yes, they don't have a house. Yes, they have criminal history. Yes, they don't have any money. Yes, they might be a drug addict, right? But yo, the fact that they could be on the side of the street holding a sign in America, right? Saying, yo, please give me a dollar. And people will, right? That's better off than a lot of people that's in other countries. You know, I got a lot of people that's coming from Venezuela to my old job because the government's fucking corrupt. Look at Cuba. You know, like you go to Cuba, if anybody here is listening that went to Cuba and walked around and actually got a tour of Cuba, you'll see how fucked up Cuba is, yo. You know, first of all, you get everybody in the family gets like a ration. It's basically you don't really get a paycheck per se, like you work 10 hours, you get $10. Nah, you get an assigned amount, and this is what you're gonna make no matter how many hours you work. You know, no matter, you could work 5 million hours, your family is going to get $10, you know, and then you can't fucking have certain animals or touch certain animals in Cuba, like cows. Those are forbidden. If you touch one of those, yo, you're going to be in jail like a motherfucker, right? Over here, we could fucking start a farm if we want, right? So, you know, I'm not suggesting to stop trying to improve and be all that you can be. Be appreciative now. Start now. Tomorrow's Monday. Tomorrow's back to work. Tomorrow's back to goal. Keep your goals up. Keep your pride up. You know, keep positive. Keep moving forward. Keep trying to reach your goals. But never, ever, 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 ever forget to appreciate your life, where you are, the things that you have, the small things in life. We out. J. B. M.